Hurricane Laura continues to ravage the Gulf Coast today. Hear why experts think this storm may end up being one of the slipperiest on record. And later, the fascinating story of a new ultra-eco-friendly clothing brand that's refusing to make or sell any clothes. Could it revolutionize the fashion industry? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Is there a doctor listening? Because I think I'm about to have a news attack. Stay with us. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the 2020 hurricane season is shaping up to be one of the most active in recent history. This week alone, we've seen the unprecedented occurrence of not one, but two major storm systems, Tropical Storm Marco and now Hurricane Laura, each making landfall and striking the coast of Louisiana and Texas. OPR weather reporter Kenneth Neely is braving the conditions and joins us now from the Gulf Coast with more. Kenneth, can you tell us how each of these storms came about?
Yes, Leslie, I'm afraid I can. You see, Tropical Storm Marco first formed when warm water vapor rose from the ocean's surface and met the cooler air above, as God made his final judgments on my many sins. Then Hurricane Laura, following close behind with sustained winds of up to 100 miles per hour, served as his divine punishment.
Really? Because many scientists and meteorologists are attributing the storm's intensity as well as this extremely active Atlantic hurricane season to global warming.
Usually the scientists are right, but not this time, Leslie. No, this monumental storm is all due to my wicked acts. And my wicked acts alone. Oh, God. It was parking in that handicap space that tipped the Lord over the edge. I was only in the store for 5 minutes, but I knew it was wrong.
All right. Well, earlier this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a state disaster due to the storms. What kind of destruction have you seen on the ground?
Oh, Leslie, it's awful. The atrocities I've committed have already demolished neighborhoods, leaving hundreds, if not thousands, without homes. And it's all because of the impure thoughts I had about my English teacher, Mrs. Carr, in eighth grade. And it's not just the hurricanes. The wildfires in California, the scorching heat waves, the coronavirus. It's all because of me.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't know it would come to this. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that greed has kept me from donating to charity. I'm sorry that I forgot to say thank you to the bus driver.
Kenneth, I don't think that's a sin.
And the lust. The lust that drives me to masturbate in my cubicle every day.
Wait, what? Gross.
Is this what you want from me, Lord? I confess. Just make it stop. I beg you. I repent. Oh, God, I repent.
All right. Well, we'll check back with Kenneth later to see if he survives God's wrath. We'll be right back. What a waste of our travel budget.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com. Code POD.
It may be calm now, here in the eye of the news storm, but it's about to get a whole lot worse. Here's what else you need to know today. Farmers across Iowa are reeling today after having their crops decimated by a big fat mama hog who just went on an absolute tear through the state's cornfields. Relief efforts are underway to help repair the damage done by this half-ton sow. Initial estimates believe Iowa farmers could be facing upwards of $6 billion in damages brought on by the jumbo lady porker's devastating path of destruction. And in politics, the Republican National Convention wrapped up their festivities yesterday with Donald Trump officially accepting his party's nomination, as well as a moving video tribute featuring family members of all the Americans who will die if Trump's elected to a second term. Can't imagine there was a dry eye in the House after watching that one. Just heartwarming. And with college students returning to campus, universities are taking extra precautions both inside and outside the classroom to help limit the spread of coronavirus. Fraternity chapters around the country are reminding members to always properly sanitize your testicles before teabagging pledges. Keeping your nutsack thoroughly disinfected is how we're going to beat this virus. Always good to see the nation's young people stepping up and doing the right thing. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because you live in the Midwest, so be sure to visit theonion.com for more on all the horrible things happening in every other corner of this great nation of ours. And if you're looking to make your green thumb a little greener, you're not going to want to miss Monday's episode, where we'll sit down with some gardening experts who are going to share their tips for making your garden so beautiful, your neighbors will hardly even notice the pair of human legs sticking up from the soil. You won't want to miss it. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday.